Introductory Economics, Lessons from the Meltdown.
From a very old lesson plan. Anyone? Anyone?
Today, we have a similar debate over this. Anyone know what this is, class? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone seen this before? Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics.
I'll pick voodoo economics for 100, Ben. Some economists, and not the one from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, think that the concentration of wealth in the hands of the rich does not benefit everyone down below.
That it instead set up the current economic crisis. Income inequality, where trickle-down becomes meltdown.
Anyone? Anyone?
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, August 30th. Is it a new look at voodoo economics, this income inequality thing?
I think we've been taking new looks at voodoo economics for about the past 5 years.
Voodoo needs a new look. Joining us now is Ray Brescia, assistant professor of law at Albany Law School and the author of a study published earlier this month called The Cost of Inequality. It's a look at how income inequality is manifested in individual states. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
So, Ray, in states where you find significant income inequality, what else do you find?
You see a number of things. You see higher crime. You see people are less trusting of one another. And on average, we see higher foreclosure rates right now in the present crisis.
Well, the question is, are we looking at a kind of class warfare for the 21st century in the income numbers? Ray Brescia, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories first.
Just as BP gets a handle on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, here comes another black eye. Environmental officials say a BP refinery in Texas City, Texas, released huge amounts of toxic chemicals into the air earlier this year. No one in the town noticed until children started coming down with respiratory problems. A $10 billion class action lawsuit has been filed. BP denies any wrongdoing or neglect. Meanwhile, the company's new CEO says the blowout preventer will be removed today from its broken well in the Gulf of Mexico. That's the final step toward permanently sealing the well. Staying in the Gulf, New Orleans marked the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina yesterday. President Obama was in town and promised the region will not be forgotten.
I wanted to come here and tell the people of this city directly. My administration is going to stand with you and fight alongside you until the job is done.
More than 1,800 were killed along the Gulf Coast when the hurricane made landfall 5 years ago.
Some military families are calling for an investigation after several soldiers and veterans died while taking medication prescribed for post-traumatic stress disorder. The antipsychotic drug Seroquel is in question after some soldiers taking the drug died of heart failure in their sleep. It's unclear how many soldiers have died while taking the drug or if it directly contributed to the deaths. In Iraq, the top commander, Ray Odierno, says a new government could still be 2 months away from coming together in Iraq. He says if it takes longer than that, Iraqis might have to hold new elections. President Obama will officially address the nation from the Oval Office tomorrow night as the Iraq combat mission ends. And a new survey out this morning shows a record 1 in 6 Americans receive federal assistance from anti-poverty programs. Talk about income inequality. More than 50 million Americans are on Medicaid. That's up 17% in less than 3 years. And those receiving food stamps has increased by half to more than 40 million. Asian markets are up this morning. European indices are mixed at this hour. Futures are mixed also at this hour for Wall Street, and the Dow will get underway at 10,150. The S&P opens at 1,064, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,153. Coming up this morning, we're going to get an update on the trapped Chilean miners. They're stuck with their co-workers underground for possibly months. What would that mean? We've had listeners actually weigh in on how they might psychologically cope with their co-workers later in the hour. You can weigh in, too, by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And in just a moment, we're going to take a look at this income gap and how it played into the crash of 1929. Here's a hint, it played a big role. And the most recent economic collapse, here's a hint, we don't actually know yet. Our friends, Times reporter Louise Story, is going to join us in just a few minutes with her theory.